turn to the book of Acts, and we're going to begin in chapter 20, verse 35. Let me know when you're there. The Amen. Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. And this is the Apostle Paul speaking. And he says, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is Amen. The word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were talking about giving before. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is the Apostle Paul. And here he's speaking to the elders at the Ephesus church. Amen. It was during his farewell. He was giving them his farewell address. He's using these words He's saying, you know what? I have shown you in every way that I've been selfless. I've worked hard. And I've been generous. Amen. And he's saying, continue to be selfless. Continue to labor hard for the kingdom. And continue to be generous. Because he stays here. That the Lord Jesus, he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is a heartfelt word to the elders of the church in Ephesus. And he's just reminding them, hey, listen, this is an example of service. It's a heart of integrity. It's a dedication to God for his mission. Amen. And it is a call for us Christians, for believers, it's a call to imitate Christ in this same way. So here you see in these words here that Paul is referencing words, right, that Jesus said. But honestly, when you go to the Gospels, you don't see those exact same words in the Gospels. But I'm pretty sure that the words that he's speaking here, maybe somebody said, well, Jesus said at this time or at one time, amen. And he's just repeating what he heard. And he's making reference to Jesus because he's reinforcing how important it is to give, because it is the hallmark of a Christ-like character. Amen. Didn't God give first? I mean, we are to model what God the Father did. And we are to model what the Lord Jesus did. Yes, God gave his only begotten son. But the Lord Jesus gave his whole being. He gave his entire life. So that today we can live. Amen. We can be saved. We can be healed. We can be forgiven. We can be restored. We can be delivered. Amen. So the Lord gave first. So the title of my message this morning is The Blessing of Giving. Because you have to know that there are blessings when you give. Amen. I mean, we all give. Hallelujah. We give to ourselves first, right? We give to our families. We give to friends, we give to coworkers, we give to ministry, we give to missions. And how many of you know that it truly is a blessing to give? Amen. Because in the same measure that you give, it will be measured back to you. But we don't give to get back from God.
That's right.
We give because we want to, because we desire to. We give because we are grateful to God for our jobs. We give because we just want to thank you, Lord, because you gave first. Thank you, Lord, that I'm alive today and I can be of use of your kingdom glory. Use me, Lord God. Allow me to give to someone else, whether it's financial, in time, in labor, whatever that may be. We are being used by God. Why? Because we're disciples of Christ.
Amen.
And we need to model the Lord Jesus Christ. The same manner the Lord Jesus walked here on earth is the same way that we should be walking here on this earth right now. Amen. So I want to talk to you about three things, three types of giving today. One is the heart of giving. Two is giving through hard work. And three is giving through helping the weak. So those are the three topics we're going to teach on today. So there is, like I said before, there is a blessing when you are generous. So there's the blessing of generosity. The word we read before, it is more blessed to give than to receive, right? And what this word does, it shifts the focus from self-interest to selflessness, right? Like when we give, we're giving because we want to, we desire to, because it makes us happy. There's joy in giving. Amen. So we're not being self-centered. We're not being stingy. We're truly are givers of God. Amen. And it is true. It is more of a blessing to give than to receive. And the reality is you will receive more blessings and experience more joy from giving than from receiving. Amen. Isn't that a fact? Don't you know, I've experienced it. I'm sure you have too, that when you give out of your heart, when you give, whether there's a need or not, there is joy in your heart. You are happy. Amen. Because you just did something that really brought honor to God. Because when you give from your heart, it honors and pleases God. And true joy comes from meeting the needs of others as modeled by Christ. Christ met all the needs. Amen. When he walked here on earth. Hallelujah. So there is an example that God gives us in giving. John 3:16, we quoted it before. God gave his son. It was the ultimate act of love and generosity. And as his followers, we are followers of Jesus Christ. We are called, church, we are called to reflect his nature through sacrificial giving. Amen. Like our sister Vinny just mentioned, look and search your heart. Search your heart and see what can you give? What would God want you to give? And just obey what he's saying, because there are blessings that will follow you. There's true joy that comes to you when you give from your heart. Amen. So we are called to be Amen. Givers, not just receivers. Amen. Yes, it is great to receive. And I tell you, when you receive, you are blessing the other person. And it was a lesson that I had to learn. I could never forget when one of my sisters here on this platform would constantly want to give me, and I would constantly be rejecting. And one day she said, "You are stopping me from being blessed." And I was like, oh my Lord. And the Lord just brought truth to my spirit. And I was like, I am so sorry. I will receive your gift. Amen. Hallelujah. I had to humble myself. I had to humble myself in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the person, and humbly accepted their gift. Amen. Amen. Lesson learned. Amen. But yeah, we are called to give, church. We are called to give. It doesn't matter. If there's a need, fill it. If you can't fill it, don't worry about it, because maybe it's not for you to fill it. God will use somebody else. But, you know, we're not asking you to empty your pockets that you have nothing left. We're asking right. you, amen, to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Seek the Lord in your giving. Amen. And then give. Hallelujah. Look at what the word says. So if the word talks about giving, it also talks about not giving, right? So let's turn to the book of Proverbs 11:24. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11:24, this is what it says. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. Are you listening? This is from the Word of God. So in the same way we have givers, we also have stingy people. Let's be real, right? This is the reality. We all work. At least most of us work. If you have a job, the Lord gave you that job. The Lord blessed you with that job. He gave you your talent to work in that job. The gifts that you have are for ministry. But the talent is for your work. And God gave you talent to do your job. And God has blessed you to do your job. Amen. And God has called us to be givers. Because the word says, the one who scatters, the one who's very generous. And scatters here, and gives here, and gives there. Amen. Increases more.
Amen.
Right? Didn't I say before that those who give, hallelujah, receive more blessings and experience more joy? Well, the word is saying the same thing here. Those who scatter, who are very generous, increase more. But then there are those who hold back and withhold more than, look at what it says, more than is right.
Yeah.
That right. You know what that means? They are the ones that are unwilling to share, unwilling to give, unwilling to spend their possessions, unwilling to give money. Hallelujah. And they withhold more than is right. They withhold that which is right. They withhold that which is relevant. They withhold what will grow in need. I mean, they withhold. Amen? My God. They know what to do right, but yet they still are stingy. They have self-interest. They are self-centered even. Amen? Because they're not allowing the blessing. They're not submitting to the word of God. They're not allowing the blessings of God to flow to the next person. Do you know that when you give your blessing, your neighbor, you're blessing that person? When you give financially, you're blessing somebody. Amen. When you give, that person may be in need. Well, maybe that person may be God, maybe put them in your mind. And it's for you to inquire of the Lord. Lord, what would you want me to do? I'm going to pray for this person and allow the Lord to talk to you. Maybe they need a phone call. Maybe they have a financial need. Maybe they just need an ear to be heard. We don't know that, but God does. But God does. Amen. But I mean, this is a powerful word. right here. This is a powerful statement. Because it says here, those who withhold more than is right leads to poverty. Amen? Leads to poverty. That means you. It's like, hey, guy, talks in the word. You know, I get all this money, I put it in my pocket, but it seems like I have holes in my pocket because as easy as it comes, yes, it goes. Mm-hmm. Amen? So what is the Lord saying here? The Lord is saying, give so you can increase. Give so you can be blessed more. Give and give cheerfully. Amen? Because if you don't, it may lead to poverty. It may lead to something else. Amen? I mean, the word is clear. Hallelujah. Let's be givers. That's what the Lord is saying. Be givers. I gave, give also. The Lord Jesus is saying, I gave my whole life for you. Give. Give of yourself. Give. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to number two. Giving through hard work. Amen? And it's about giving time, your time. Not only do we give financially, but how many, you know, when we look at the Lord Jesus, right? He gave of his time. If somebody said, Lord, this one is sick, you need to come over. Even though he may have taken his time, he still went. And he arrived. And he was the way maker and he was the miracle worker for that day. Amen? But he did accordingly. And so when we give through hard work as a means to serve others. Amen? We're not just here to serve ourselves. We're here to serve our families, right? Co-workers, our neighbors. Others means everybody but you. Amen? So Paul is reminding the elders of the Ephesus church of his own labor. The way he supported himself, the way he supported others. Amen. Paul was the one that he made his own tents and he sold tents. Amen. So he had a job. God blessed him with a talent. Amen. And he sold tents that he built. Amen. So in the same way that he supported himself and he supported others, he's just reminding the elders, hey, listen. Do the same, because there's a blessing when you give through hard work. Hard work becomes an act of worship. Listen, when we work for the Lord, isn't that an act of worship? Amen? The Word of God says, you know, work unto the Lord. When you do something, do it unto the Lord. Amen? We're doing it for God. We're doing it because it pleases God. We're doing it because we want to. Amen. Do it passionately. Be passionate about what you're doing for the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you something. A lot of times the Holy Spirit will check me and I got to check myself, because the reality is, amen, that sometimes, you know, I don't want to give the word, or sometimes I don't want to preach, amen, because I'm tired or I got this going on, I have that going on. But then I kind of wake up and say, wait a minute, no. You know what, devil, you're a liar, you know. And I had to bind those thoughts in the name of Jesus. I said, no, because when I'm giving the word, there's a joy that's happening. Amen. I am well pleased. Not only am I giving the word, I am doing what the Lord did. He was preaching. He was teaching. Amen. So I'm giving. I am giving for God. What I do, amen, I do it for God. Amen. Even if there was one person in attendance, I would still minister the word of God. Amen. Because God is part of my audience. And if he's called me to teach, that's what I'm going to do. Because I find joy in the journey. But the enemy will try to come against my mind, will come against my weakness. And that's when I begin to declare the word of God. I said, no. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. When I am weak, the Lord God, I know you are strengthening me right now in the name of Jesus. And I just begin to declare the word, and it just changes my perception. And I tell the enemy, you got to get behind me, devil. You have no authority to speak to me right now in Jesus' name. And these are the things that you have to say. Amen. Because greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So listen, when you work for the Lord, when you're working hard for the Lord, there is a cost. Yes, there is a price. But it becomes an act of worship when you do it with good intentions of helping the weak, maybe helping maybe somebody that's sick. Because what you're doing, you're building the kingdom of God. You know, when you edify somebody, whether it's at work, on the streets, you are building the kingdom of God because you are being a witness. They're looking at you. You're being a testimony unto the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank Amen. You, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So giving isn't limited to material possessions. It includes time. It includes energy. It includes encouragement. Amen. So just give, because as the Lord freely gave, freely give back. Listen, we have this Bible that is filled with encouraging words, filled with the promises of God, filled with comforting words, filled with peace, filled with joy, filled with the truth of God. Amen. And God Amen. Gave us this word that we can stand on every day. So when I am weak, I go to the word of God. Hallelujah. And I recite verses, and it just helps me. And in the same way that the Lord helps you, when somebody's in need, when somebody needs an encouraging word, turn them over to the word. The same words that God encourages you with are the same words you ought to give them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we are his vessels. We are God's representatives. Amen. So we have to constantly walk in the joy of the Lord, in the strength of the Lord. Because if you're walking, amen, with your head held down, if you're walking in sadness or despair, well, but who would want to be you? I wouldn't. So I have to be mindful of that. No. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and that's how I'm going to walk in. Amen. God gave me that privilege. God, I have access to it. I have access to the peace of God. I have access to his joy. I have access to his love. Hallelujah. Because love is not a feeling. Hallelujah. It's an action. Amen. So I know that God loves me, that he wouldn't do anything for me. Hallelujah. He's already done everything for me. Amen. He gave me the best gift that anyone could ever give. He gave me a brand new life. He gave. Amen. He gave. He gave. He gave you. Amen.
Yes.
So there's a blessing through your giving, through hard work. Amen. Mm-hmm. Your labor is not in vain. Let me tell you something. God has told me that many, many times over and over again. Your labor is not in vain. Preparation time is never wasted time. Amen. I know a lot of us would want to see already the building and the sanctuary, but the Lord is saying preparation time is never wasted time. Only God knows the plans that he has for this ministry. Amen. I don't even know everything. I'm just getting puzzle pieces. You understand? Because the Lord wants me to live by faith and walk by faith, not by sight. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Let's go to the third point. Giving through helping the weak. Amen. And I want to go back real quick to Acts 20:35 again. where we started. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2035, it says, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. Amen. So the third point is giving through helping the weak. And the weak here, hallelujah, it may include like maybe the poor or the spiritually lost, right? Or maybe it could even be maybe those who are struggling in faith. But this is what the word weak means in Greek. This is what in Greek it is asthenēo, and it means to be feeble. And we've heard that word in the Old Testament before. And in the King James Version, it is translated as to be sick. So the weak here means to be feeble, to be sick, to be diseased, to be made weak. Amen. So God, in this verses, God is calling us to lift up people through acts of kindness, in prayer, and in practical support. Amen. Because here is saying, you know, support the weak. Well, there's many ways that we can support the weak, the sick, right? The spiritually lost. Amen. One, we can support them financially, right? Because, you know, there may be somebody sick among us, amen, that are going through some medical issues and that can bring some hardship. I know many, many people that are going through some really intense medical treatments right now. Amen. And their medical bills are astronomical. Amen. So what happens, a lot of them fall back in their bills and then there's a hardship in their life. So what Paul is saying here, you know, support the weak, the ones that are in need, a financial need, who are sick. You know, at my job, we are able at my job to donate our sick time for people that have run out of sick leave. Amen. And I think that's very generous that we can actually give of our time because, like, for example, I have probably over 100 hours of sick time that I haven't used. Amen. But in our jobs, there is a donation bank that we can use to give our sick time away to others that are in need of it. And a lot of employees in the IRS, we get the emails all the time, are in need of additional time because time and sick hours equate to money. Amen. So if they don't have any time left, they're not going to get paid. So even through our jobs, we can help the weak, the feeble, the sick. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. So our calling is to lift up the people and support them. Amen. And as a church, the church thrives, amen, right? The church is thriving and it begins to thrive when the members are actively caring for one another, fulfilling the Christ's command to love one another, right? And in the Gospel of John, we can turn there. In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34-35, look at what it says. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen. This is a commandment from God. This is a command to love others as Christ has loved us. Amen. So we can't give away. That? Amen. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking out loud, like, what were the verses?
Oh,
I see it now, 13, 34, 35.
So there's a command from the Lord to love others as Christ loved us, as he loved us. We can't give away, church, what we don't have. If you don't have love in you, how can you give it away? 1 John 4:19, I'm not turning there. The first book of John 4:19 says, we love because God first loved us. Amen. So God already gave us his love. Amen. It is here. Amen. So now we have the power to love others because that's our command. God is saying, love people the way I love you. But in order to do that, we got to receive his love, the love from God, before we can let him flow this love through us to others. Amen. You understand? So you got to receive the love of God. And once you receive the love of God, now it can flow out unto others. So the church here, if together we are thriving, hallelujah, to take care of one another. Because how many know that we take care of each other here? Amen?
Amen, amen.
We take care of each other. If there's a need, we fill it. Amen? The church in the past year has helped tremendously different families. We are here to support one another. We are fulfilling the command of Christ to love one another. Amen. And the next person is, you know, it is the other person is everybody but you. Amen. That's your neighbor. Everybody but you. The other is everybody but you. So that means each other, our families, strangers, co-workers, amen, ministry, outreach, friends, is everybody else but you, amen. But we are called to give through helping the weak, amen. We are called, amen, as a church to support the community, just like we're doing. On Thursday during Thanksgiving, I had an opportunity to help out, you know, Angels of Long Island, and I was able to be there, amen, and just I donated my time, amen, and just be a blessing. Just being there representing the Lord was a blessing, amen.
Amen.
And I was blessed by others that were representing the work of the Lord as well. And I met many people, and I was able to bless people. Amen. That is doing work in the community. Amen. That is giving of your time. That is helping out. Amen. Coming together in unity. Amen. Accomplishing a mission that the Lord placed in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about giving. Amen.
Yes.
We're talking about giving. Giving.
Amen.
Cheerfully. Giving. Joyfully. Giving of your finances, of your time. Giving in labor. Amen. Putting your hands to work. Putting your mouth to work. Amen. Speaking an edifying word, encouraging others, praying for others, speaking, using our mouth, using our God-given gifts for ministry. God called us to give. So give your time, give of yourself, amen? So how can we use, you know, how can we live out these principles of giving? How can you use your resources and your talents and your time to bless others? Well, we need to seek opportunities to serve. Serve in the church, in the community, in the workplace, wherever God leads you. That's where you need to serve. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just because we're in Shirley, we're gonna, doesn't mean you can't help out at another church. It's okay. We're all one body, one kingdom. Amen. In the meantime, while we are working towards having this new sanctuary, amen, there are ways to help the community. There are ways to serve. There are ways to help in the workplace. Amen. I edify the people at work because a lot of them are just not in the right state of mind sometimes. And I'm just there to give them a word of encouragement and of support, and to let them know, you know what, it's gonna be okay. You know what? I'm gonna pray for you, daughter. You know? And I mean what I say. Amen. And I will stop what I'm doing at work, and I will just take a few moments of silence, and I will begin to pray within, amen, for my co-worker's daughter. That's already happened, not once, but a couple of times, amen. And that is giving of your time, doing the work of the Lord. And I want to encourage you, church, to prioritize generosity in this ministry, because we are building the kingdom of God. Prioritize generosity in our outreach and our missions. We have four people right now incarcerated that we're helping out. I encourage you to give. Give on missions. Give on the outreach. Amen. Give onto the ministry. Because the monies that we're receiving, first of all, it belongs to God. That's first. And secondly, it's being used for a good cause and good causes. So I really, like Sister Vanessa, I encourage you, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And see how you can be a blessing. Amen. Financially, in time, and in labor. Seek the Lord in those areas. Amen. And the last scripture that I have is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Second Corinthians 9:7 says, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love this word. Amen. Uh-huh. And you know, the word cheerful this is what it means. In English, it's cheerful, right? But this verse was translated from the Greek. And the Greek word for cheerful is hilaros, right? And that's where we get our English word hilarious from. Amen. So the Lord loves hilarious giving. Amen. Cheerful giving, joyful giving. But I could only imagine the Lord when we give unto him, unto his kingdom, how he just smiling and laughing, and he's just so blessed. Amen. And amen. So pleased when we are paying forward what he's done for us. Amen. Because that's how I see it. I'm paying it forward. God has given me talents. Amen. And I'm paying it forward. God has blessed me with my job. I'm just paying it forward. Amen. But we got to give, church. You got to give as you purpose in your heart. We're talking about the scripture that we just read. Amen. Give as you purpose from your heart, not from pressure, not out of duty, not of obligation, because God doesn't receive that. Amen. You got to receive, you know, you got to give cheerfully without any pressure. Well, nobody here in this ministry is pressuring you to give. We're just saying, seek the Lord. We're just saying, seek the Lord in your giving. And we read in scripture, there's a greater blessing when you give. Amen. We read it in scripture. So, you know, don't give out of duty, out of obligation, because God is not pleased with that type of giving. Let's be honest. When you give, whether it's monetary, with your labor, or with your time, But he's saying, do it cheerfully, do it hilariously, and don't give under compulsion. That's what the Lord is saying here. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul wrote to the church, in Corinthians. Amen. That when you give, give willingly, give joyfully, amen, and give cheerfully. Because giving with the wrong motives has invalid, I mean, literally, when you give the wrong motives, it just invalidates Christians' giving. Amen. I don't know how many people give out of pressure, and I've heard I heard horror stories from other churches, but you know they are so pressured into giving that what I understand that some people have even lost their homes. That's crazy. That's not of God. Amen. No, the Lord says, you know, like we say, inquire of the Lord, seek the Lord, and give cheerfully. Not out of necessity, not out of obligation. Don't give because we're telling you to give. Give because you want to give. You want to expand God's kingdom. Give because you know it's a blessing. Give because God gave first of himself to you. Give because God has blessed you with a job. Give.
Amen.
And when you give with a grateful and joyful heart, guess what happens? You open the floodgates of heaven, and an outpouring will come of his blessings. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 So give, church. Give financially. Give your labor and give your time, because this is exactly what the Lord is pleased with. Amen? You are blessed, church. You are blessed.
Amen.
To be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.